We hear a lot about high-rises in Kaka'ako, but today HPR's Wayne Yoshioka has more behind the decision of a new property owner to buck the trend to go high and stay with a low-rise building.
That's right. The one-story Dearborn Chemical Company warehouse was built in 1928. It's a single-story, 11,000-square-foot masonry building, which cost $20,000 back in 1928 to build. And, you know, there are so many high-rises coming up. 22, I think, are scheduled in Kaka'ako, and it's really a refreshing story to have this one-story building preserved.
I'm trying to think of what's there right now. Isn't there like a pet store there?
It's all fenced off and all the tenants have gone. So, you know, it's ready for redevelopment.
So what's the plan?
We're going to get to that with the architect. But first, let's hear from Kirsten Faulkner. She's executive director of the Historic Hawaii Foundation. And she explains the building's significance.
The Dearborn Building, also known as the Universal Building, is 90 years old. It harkens back to a time in the history of Kaka'ako where light industrial and more manufacturing and related uses were the norm. We are moving away from that time period, but this building still tells that story in that period of time in the 20s and 30s.
You know, that building was originally used to treat water for the steam and locomotive engines.
No kidding.
And then it turned into a chemical company during World War II. It's a very interesting building, and they've got a lot of work ahead of them. And project's architect, David Dean Young, described what's involved in that process.
The building has been so built out over the years. It's gone through many changes and many uses. It's a lot of research into what was there before. But we are taking apart the building forensically, trying to find out what the original paint color was, the original windows, the original facade, because it's been covered up and rebuilt. And that's the plan.
You know, they're going to spend about $5 million to restore the building where they could have made, you know, millions, hundreds of millions, building a tall condominium. And it harkens back to Moana Surf Rider. Remember when they were going to tear down that beautiful hotel in Waikiki? But instead, the Japanese buyers said, no, let's restore it to its original magnificence. And they did. And wow, what a treasure that is.
Right, because that was the first hotel or one of the first hotels.
One of the first, yeah, on the strip. So, you know, it's wonderful to do these stories, to have preservation of something that is so old. I mean, you go to Europe and it's not unknown to see a building 300 years old. But in Hawaii, we tear them down after about 50 years. So it's really nice to have this 90-year-old building restored.
I know there was the big rally around the newspaper building because that was preserved, although I think the back end where the print shop was eventually torn down. But there was talk about at least saving that. And that does look wonderful today.
That is. I mean, that whole front area was dated back to way back. I mean, it was, and now I think one of the construction companies took it over and moved their their whole operation there. And it's a wonderful, wonderful building.
I haven't been in there, but I've heard lots of good comments from the people who have gone in there. You know, what a great job they did restoring it.
I mean, that double staircase that led up to the offices upstairs, I mean, that was something.
Yeah, the former Honolulu Advertiser in the Star Bulletin, is no more.
No more. And they were right across the street from Kawaiahao Building, which was OHA. And, you know, we could run back and forth and go from the newspaper to OHA and do all the stories right there in the heart of the capital.
Well, I'm trying to think now, because the Dearborn Building then, because there was a pet store right in that area.
Correct.
Naturally they, Pet, I think.
Yeah, and they sold all of this organic pet food and really expensive stuff, but they had a very small niche in that whole pet supply area. And we used to go there and buy our organic food for our little cat. So,
well, I thought I remember reading somewhere that the new owners might have some kind of link to Patagonia. Is that right?
I think they have some kind of a relationship. But the Dearborn 535 LLC is the corporation that bought the building. And I remember there was a light source right next to the
pet store.
You could buy all these light bulbs that you couldn't find anywhere else, but you could find it there.
So what's the decision then at the HCDA meeting?
They're going to make their decision on November 7th, and they're going to go thumbs up or thumbs down, but it really looks like a win-win for everybody, and I think it's going to get approved.
What was the testimony at the meeting?
Kirsten Faulkner from the Hawaii Historic Foundation and some of the architects and designers and some of the people doing the archaeological studies were there for testimony, but it looks like it's going to be a good project.
Was there any feedback from any members or residents in the community at all?
There was one, and she lived there for about 14 years, and she said, you know, it's refreshing to have something like this preserved and for letting the whole neighborhood know that you're going to preserve something like this. And she just showed up and said, we support this.
Do we know how long then it might be before, you know, it will be up and open for business?
Well, they said something like 19 to 20 months that's going to be required, but who knows? I mean, they've got to redo the parking lot as well as the building and restore it back to its 1928 configuration. So, I don't know. Let's be hopeful.
Did they talk at all about the, you know, the upgrades to Ward Avenue, since that's right there along that thoroughfare?
No, they didn't know. Nothing on Ward Avenue, but, you know, there are some big towers coming up across the street. There's going to be the low-income or whatever building that Ward's building, Howard Hughes' building.
Oh, that's so, right, the Reserve, yeah. Keikilohana.
Right, right.
So that, so, yeah, that's almost that's almost there. They just capped that.
Yeah, that's so. I mean, it's going to be a, if they built a tower on this site at where the between Waimanu and Kawaiʻahao streets, traffic congestion would just be absolutely horrendous. So it's good that they're just building a one-story building.
I know it's interesting when you do drive around there. I know my husband was driving around there, and he had to take a double take because he hadn't been down on Oahu Street for so long, and it was like, I didn't know where I was.
Yeah, it's totally different. Driving behind 909 Kapi'olani, I mean, that's a 40-story structure too, so it's congested back there.
Yeah, real interesting to see that whole area take shape. All right, thanks, Wayne.
Okay, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. We've been talking with Wayne Yoshioka about the Dearborn Building and the decision by the new owners to preserve an aging structure and a bit of old Honolulu.